Hello?
Yes, hello, good afternoon, Carl. This is Ben calling from Local Splash. How you doing,
sir? Hey, Ben. I'm doing all right. What's up?
Wonderful. Just checking in on you. I did see a few emails that there was a delayed call. Well, we were going to check what post we were going to create or what picture I was going to use. Or
mm-hmm.
Do you want me to just choose one of the ones that you left?
Yeah, you can choose one. Just I got that out. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice to get a phone call if you guys are 35 minutes late because I left work to go wait for the phone call. So either way, she took care of the photo album. We got that cleaned up. So we're pretty much safe picking whatever.
Okay, perfect. We're actually implementing a new system, right? I'm going to
uh-huh.
go ahead and set up the account for us to create a post every week, right? The
Wait.
System, correct. The system, go ahead.
Still there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, you cut out there for a second.
Uh-huh, okay. Yes, sorry about that. So, I mean, I can go ahead and set up the system for you to get a post created every week, right?
Okay.
The system is going to go down the pictures that we have integrated, and it's going to create content accordingly, right? So it's going to be posted on Wednesdays. They're going to be posted every Wednesday at 10
okay.
o'clock your time. Right, and we're just continue working together on that aspect as well to make sure you have the enriched content we need. Okay,
perfect. Now you mentioned something yesterday. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but if things start to improve as far as traffic goes, did you mention that there's something else out there to even make things more aggressive with marketing? I think you said something, but I forgot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, one of the main tools for SEO is Google AdWords, right? The Google Ads.
Uh-huh.
It's the sponsored section at the top
yeah.
of the Google search. As you know, even if it's paid traffic, it's still traffic, right? So it brings
right.
it to relevancy. So you are, you know, expediting the growth, let's say, in particular markets you're looking to target. Especially if you're
what
an outsider.
Your,
mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Based upon what your experience with that, is it beneficial?
Certainly. It's certainly
really?
Beneficial, but you do need to, you know, we need to compete. Right? At the end of the day,
right.
Google, they give, you know, businesses a recommended amount that businesses should be spending daily, right, depending on what keywords we're working on. Of course, you know,
what are we talking about?
The Google Ads, right? The Google
yeah,
Ads.
Yeah, no, but money-wise.
Oh, money-wise? Well, we work with a minimum $300 budget, which
yeah.
we make it last, you know, anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks, depending on the keywords that they're searching. As you can
yeah.
imagine, for example, remodeling keywords, they're more expensive than handyman keywords, right? So,
right.
You know, we would need to check, you know, how much per click are, you know, the keywords, but that's the average. Of course,
mm-hmm.
You know, depending on when they're creating the ads and we put up the areas and the keywords, Google gives us the recommended, you know, daily amount, but that's something that, you know, we work around. And we'll, of course, the higher the budget, the more the exposure so you can get those clicks. And that exposure
right.
is what generates, you know, the boost organically. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Did you catch my text to you last night? I was messing around with the Google again, the searches. And
mm-hmm.
did you see there was a company 600 miles away from me that was higher up on the list than I am? I sent you a screenshot of it.
You sent us a screenshot? Let me see.
They don't even have the same area code as me.
Area code is not Florida. Okay, I see.
No, I was wrong about that. It was Florida, but it was Miami.
Uh-huh. Starport Renovation and Remodeling. You sent us that screenshot, right? Where they're not showing the address?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, first off, I mean, in regards to a business, I mean, you don't necessarily need to show the address, right? You can actually hide it, You know, especially if it's a business that goes to the customer's house, right? That they don't.
Yeah, but they had the area code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, in regards to the area code, I mean, as you can imagine, Google even uses call tracking numbers, right? Or filter numbers. So, you know, they don't really use the area code as a defining factor, since there's many people that live in different cities with different area codes, right? They don't necessarily,
right,
you know, change it all the time, right? That does happen all the time, right? But let me see. Let me just take
check this out. Hey, Ben, check this out, man. Go to my page.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All of a sudden, why did my reviews went up to 25? It was 18 when we talked yesterday.
That's great.
But I mean, I'm trying to see where they're at or what happened there. Is that, are you seeing 25 as well?
Let me take a look. Are you looking at the dashboard? What are you looking at?
No, I just did a Google Handyman in my area. So it's the regular what you see if you Googled Handyman, and it's 25, five-star.
Okay.
But yesterday it was 18, but I'm looking at the review, so it must have been one that was older because the new ones are up top.
Yeah, because I see the one with 18, right? I see, you know, that they removed one of the two reviews that we talked about yesterday.
Do you show 25 right now?
I see 18. I see 18 right now.
Well, that's crazy because I'm looking at 25 right now.
Can you send me a screenshot of what you're looking
at? Hang on. Yep. Hang on 1 second. Got it right there. Number you called in on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
There you go. Spent. That's strange, because when I first reached out to you a couple weeks ago, it was 25 and went to 16, and I was like, what happened to 9 reviews? But this is weird. I'm glad this is happening right now so you can actually see it real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's the escalation that we have pending, right, for the missing reviews.
I hope.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
You get it?
See? I did get a text, but I'm getting the same screenshot that you sent last night. It's a system issue here. Do you think you can send it through email instead? Support at Local Splash?
Hang on 1 second.
Sorry about that.
No issues. Local Splash. Support. Screen. Okay,
I'm just refreshing here. Got it, okay. You can see the screenshot. Mm-hmm. Okay, I do see the 25 there. Well, let me see. So that is your profile, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I can see that last review that came in. I'm no, because that just came in yesterday, so I see that.
Okay.
I guess I didn't count them. I guess maybe I should just scroll through and count them and see if there's really 25. There's 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Only showing me 9. I guess I got to go to several pages.
Do you see where it says share on that screenshot? See where it says share?
Yeah.
Can you
hit
share and then just copy link?
Yep.
Uh-huh, and then if you can text me that link, please.
Yep.
Okay. Here it is. Okay. So I see what this is. I believe that's the Google guaranteed profile, right? Because you remember Google guaranteed reviews don't show up on the regular Google Map profile, right? They have their verified reviews, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that's where that 25 number is coming from. I mean,
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, it's a good thing. It's a good thing, right? It's just that's the reason why, for example, if I search on the map, I still see the 18th, but you're seeing the Google guaranteed listing, which includes the Google guaranteed reviews, let's say.
Will the photos catch up with what we changed today? Cause they're still showing the old ones.
Oh yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead and make all the adjustments on the different platforms, including the Google guaranteed profile.
Okay. Good deal.
Correct. So we'll keep on working here, Carl. I don't know if you have any questions right now.
You have the referral program?
We have a referral program, yes. I mean, you get a free month after the second month of their service. You get a free month of service. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm going to send a guy over to you. He has to do something special to refer me or to let him know that I'm the one that sent it, or how's that work?
We can get in touch with them, right? I'll make sure everything is notated so you get that credit. It's not a problem.
Okay.
If you can send us the text, I can, we can make sure we get that set up.
All right. Appreciate it, man.
Mm-hmm. No problem, Carl. I don't know if you have anything else that I could do for you right now.
That's it for now. I appreciate the help.
Mm-hmm. We'll keep in touch, all right? You have a good one.
All right.
Take care.
You too. All right. Bye-bye. Bye.